It's a pretty common call to any radio station newsroom around here. Somebody's found something unusual. It might be fill in the blank, Japanese tsunami debris, Jimmy Hoffa, or a bright green caterpillar from North Africa. Well, this time, fans of Detroit's most enduring mystery will be disappointed, but those concerned about unusual insects will not.
I mean, I'd like to think that this was the only tree, but I would say the chances of it just being here and nowhere else is Sitka, I would think it's not big.
Bob Gorman is the cooperative extension agent in Sitka. We're standing in a yard on Shelikov Street looking at the green alder sawfly.
It's a little more than an inch long, maybe a 16th of an inch wide. It's real light green with a kind of a darker striped green. It's got a head is just about the same color as the body.
There is a native sawfly that feeds on alder, but this damage is far more extensive. The leaf Gorman holds has been devoured with remarkable precision. It looks like lace.
You see this kind of defoliation where you see little holes? That's not that uncommon. But these guys are totally just skeletonizing the leaves.
These are the larvae, and they just eat and eat and eat, and that's, you know, what their job is right now.
This is Liz Graham, an entomologist with the Forest Service in Juneau. Gorman sent her pictures of the caterpillars, and she literally was on a plane to Sitka the next day.
When you have a new introduction, the best thing you can do is treat it quickly and get rid of them quickly before they spread and become established. And if say, the only place we find them is in this one neighborhood, then we really want to try to, you know, nip it in the bud early and make sure that they don't spread out and get into the forest. Because once that happens, it's really, really difficult to manage, almost impossible.
The green alder sawfly is native to North Africa and Southern Europe. It was first found in eastern Canada in the 1990s. And identified in Alaska in 2004. The green alder sawfly has been found in Oregon and Washington, and it's become a major problem in some drainages around Anchorage, Ship Creek and Campbell Creek in particular. We'll never know how it got to Sitka. We just know it did not get here by itself.
Could have been on a barge. It could have been on somebody's car when it, you know, was on the ferry. You know, that's one of the great mysteries. It very well could have come from Anchorage.
The green alder sawfly feeds in summertime in caterpillar form, molts several times, and then drops to the ground in fall. It overwinters in soil or dead wood and emerges in spring as an adult sawfly, which resembles a small wasp. It's at this stage that some form of pesticide or other biological control might be introduced to contain the sawfly. Graham says she'll be back next spring to survey the amount of airborne sawflies and to determine how far it has spread. Alder are a major part of the forest ecosystem in Southeast. The fast-growing trees fix nitrogen in the soil, provide shade along stream banks, and shelter young conifers. Widespread defoliation would be a major disruption, but would it be a disaster?
The environment is good at adapting. And even though this is something new that's been introduced, I think that there will be ways to catch up.
Graham says the beetles common in Southeast will make a nice meal of sawfly larvae. So will the birds. In fact, as I stand next to the devoured alder on Shelikov Street, a small bird, maybe the aptly named alder flycatcher, darts in and pays back one of the caterpillars in kind.
Yeah, got one. There you go.
Yeah.
Got another.
Yeah, you got your control right there.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.